is Phoenix FM. She's freaky and she's kooky. She's altogether ooky. She does a little beauty. It's lovely, Molly.
Aww.
That was horrible, wasn't it? Joined in the studio by the lovely, yeah, by the lovely, the lovely Molly. Say it again, tonight, lovely, lovely Molly Mirror, Molly Mirror. Hello. I'm going to forget that. We're not even going to start the interview. Like, that was dreadful. I'm joined in the studio by our resident beauty expert, Molly Miller, who is here today.
Hello.
Writes for the Gazette Go series. She's in the papers all the time. She's in the papers this week as well. Brentwood Gazette. You can check her out when she was doing some beauty for.
I wasn't doing beauty. I was running a
prom. No, what's going wrong with you? I know someone.
I was running a prom competition.
That's it. She was running. She wasn't actually a beauty queen running the prom competition. No. You were in the paper. Yeah. You got a bigger picture in the paper than I did.
Oh, Liz.
So be grateful. You see her picture. She's got two pictures and a massive big head in both of them. My picture is the size of a postage stamp.
Oh.
And I was really excited. I'm going to show my mum now. I'm not going to bother now.
Oh. Well, I'll do something on you then.
I don't want you to do anything on me. Sounds like that man in that down the septic tank earlier from that story.
Okay.
Now, we do have to say a few birthdays before we kick off with the show. So we've got a birthday for...
Oh, happy birthday, Max Tanner, my nephew. He's gorgeous. Follow him on Max Tanner on YouTube. I don't know what it is. Max Tanner Official One or something on Twitter.
Yep.
But he's a brilliant singer and he's filming tonight at the Hermit Club. And also, happy birthday tomorrow for my little four-year-old son, who'll be five, Freddie Miller, who's... Lovely. Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I thought she was like an acceptance speech for an Oscar.
Yeah. I was going to do a Gwyneth.
No, don't start crying. Now you've got some fantastic products.
Yes, sorry. Okay, is this working?
Yeah, what do you mean, is it working? The microphone is on. Can you not hear?
Not really.
What is wrong with it? Is this working?
Yeah. But anyway. Okay, so first of all, I've been sent in some Yumi Lash. Now, a little while ago, I spoke to you about LVL lashes, which is the lift, volume and length of them. It's a brand new concept that's coming in, which more people are going for who don't like the false eyelash look, that want their own natural lashes. Well, this one by Yumi Lash is actually available in Wickford at Lily's Retreat, and she charges £60, but in Harrods it's £80.
Ooh.
And what I've been sent in is a mascara, which is like a keratin blow dry, which I know that you've had recently.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this one you put on your eyelashes, this mascara. Say you've had like the LVL lashes or anything like that, you put this mascara on and it literally just makes them really glossy.
Yeah.
I really like it as a clear mascara, but I haven't unfortunately got very long lashes or anything like that. So, but it's great if you're a low maintenance person. And this mascara retails at £30. And it's been brought in, this whole range has been brought in by Sandra Viglino. She's a Swiss dermatologist and a permanent makeup specialist.
Yeah.
But as I say, I'm going to be trying these kind of lashes. I will be trying them.
What's the difference? Because I've been using Revitalash for about nine months, and my lashes, if I put mascara on, my lashes are very long now. You can't really see them, but they are darker than they were.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between Revitalash and that one?
This is not a growth hormone one. This,
right.
this hasn't got prostaglandins in it or synthetic prostaglandins in it. This is made basically, it's literally a nourishing lotion for your lashes.
Right, okay.
So it will improve the condition. It won't make them, it won't lengthen them.
Yeah.
Hence the reason why the price is so much cheaper. But it gives a nice glossy, it's clear. But it gives a nice glossy finish to your eyelashes.
Right, okay.
So great for anybody like swimming or on holiday or that's had the LV that just wants a bit of an enhancement rather than wearing mascara.
Yeah.
Now, secondly, going on to Billion Dollar Smile.
She came in this morning, she smiled at me, I fainted. In fact, I lost consciousness. Her teeth were so white.
No.
They are very, very, they are.
Do you think they are? Yeah.
And I've had teeth whitening, I've mentioned this before, in Ireland. It was when it first came out, it cost me £500, I think, or euros, I can't remember, it's a lot of money. My hands swelled up and my mouth vibrated. I was in so... No, seriously, I was salivating. She thought I was a rabid dog. I was trying to talk to her, but they have to pack your mouth out.
Oh,
people
gosh.
Wish that I'd have that done now. And it started as a pinging sensation, like somebody had flicked an elastic band at one of my teeth. I went, oh. She went, oh, it's all right. And then it travelled all the way across every single tooth. And if you've never had your teeth whitened with peroxide, just be wary that some people have a reaction like that. And once the bleach is on and it's within an hour, sometimes it is so strong, it basically... I never had sensitive teeth to start with. After that, I was in pain for 2 days, like serious pain where I was crying. And then every time I went out into the air, and any air accidentally sort of hit my teeth when I breathed in. It was like a electric shock up your teeth.
It's horrible. I mean, I've never had tooth whitening before ever, purely because my teeth are so sensitive. I overbrush and that's my problem, so I have got slightly receding gums.
She's very pretty though.
I've got receding
gums. She's got no teeth, but she's so pretty.
And a hole.
Don't talk about that hole in your bum again.
I'm never going to mention it again.
That hole in her bum. She came in last week, so I've got a hole in my bum. I sort of went up, put the microphone down. But she actually got bitten a couple of weeks ago, and she had a hole in her bottom, in her butt cheek, which she had to have
fixed. But anyway, so this billion-dollar smile, it's absolutely brilliant because it's peroxide-free. Now, basically, you can go and have it done in any of the salons. I think there's one in Spargo in Brentwood offer it. But you can get these home kits, which are available off their website, which is www.billiondollarwhitening.co.uk. I'll give all the details out to you at the end. And anyway, this peroxide-free kit. Now, I have the most sensitive teeth. I really do. I can't even stand having anything done on them at all. I won't. And I've even used the Crest White strips before, which made my teeth sensitive. So I'm very, very, you know, cautious of using anything. And I have to say, I tested this last week, and I put all the results up on Twitter and so on, and I found it brilliant, really good. I didn't notice, my teeth were already quite white, so I didn't notice a huge difference. Other people, like yourself, did notice a difference. But basically, it's very easy to use. It's £65 for this one. It's got the active ingredient is sodium perborate, which is like a whitening chemical. And what happens is when it oxidizes on the teeth, it releases a very, very low rate of hydrogen peroxide. But it's so low, it will not cause any sensitivity whatsoever. It's also got a really. It's got basically your teeth are made up of these microscopic hexagonal rods, the enamel layer. And what happens is the rods are really porous, and when you're drinking coffee and things, it's the staining, it goes down into the teeth and it stains. And there's nothing that can really get rid of it apart from hydrogen peroxide and bleaching chemicals, which set off a chemical compound and it breaks away the staining. This one's brilliant. It's very, very easy to use. It's literally 2 15-minute treatments, which you do straight after another. You literally just fill the mouth cap up with the gel, put it on your teeth, press. You get a little blue LED light. Put that on. Wait 15 minutes. Then you cleanse your teeth with this special lotion, put it on again for another 15 minutes, and then you just do one set of the tooth whitening the next day for 15 minutes. So it's a 45-minute treatment broken down into one half an hour and then 15 minutes. And then you have a maintenance program where literally for 15 days you just brush your teeth for 1 minute with this special foam. You've got two foams in there. I loved it. No sensitivity whatsoever. I would definitely be buying this.
And how much is it?
This is £65.
Which is really good. If you do have sensitive teeth, it's well worth checking it out.
Definitely.
Because it's one of those things, once your mouth's been packed out and they put the bleach on, if you have a reaction, you've got to sit there in pain for an hour. And I mean, you don't know whether you can have a rest. I'd never have it done again. It's one of the most painful things ever.
I've heard that. I've actually heard that from various people that have had tooth whitening. I mean, I put a little while back, there was somebody that wanted to offer me tooth whitening, and I asked a few of my friends that had it done, and they actually all said no. You will be in. All of them have said the same thing, and I'm sure there's now people. I'm sure there's now dentists out there that offer them for very, very sensitive teeth, which I'd be happy to kind of like try out. But I'd have to have a guarantee, because once when you're in that pain, there is nothing you can do.
And teeth pain is just horrible. Right, moving quickly on, because we've got to go to the travel in a second. But what else have you got?
I've got loads and loads and loads of goodies. But I don't know what to go on to this. Right, okay, I'm going to go on to some Barry M. Ooh. Barry M have brought out their Lash Vegas Black Mascara. It's absolutely fantastic. It's extremely lengthening. I'm just trying to find all my...
And it's quite a good price, isn't it, Barry M as well?
Yeah, but this one's $6.49. And they've also brought out a brow pen, a liquid eyebrow marker.
Oh, right.
Now, this is brilliant. If you're a Towie fan, you love your dark brows.
Yep.
This is like what I would call the Scouse brow marker. I mean, you have your HD, which I love, which is nothing like that. But very originally, people like, I don't want to say the celebrities' names, but they had these thick brows. And some people still like that look because it is very glamorous. But this is literally a felt-tip pen, and you paint on the strokes if you've got thick, dark lashes. Now, I put this on yesterday.
And thick, dark eyebrows.
Thick, dark eyebrows, sorry. But I would actually also put it on very small dots, and if you press it into your eyelashes, it can also make you look like you've got your eyelashes lengthened.
All right.
So it's just a little makeup trick there. But when you put it on your eyebrows, You do very, very short flick strokes, and then you can just sort of rub it in and sort of blend it in and so on. But this is brilliant for anybody that, that likes that really high definition
and how much
eyebrow.
Is that? How much is that one?
This one is $4.99.
That's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Really good, and I've not seen anything else like it. Also, I've been sent in some of their new jelly colours for their nail varnish. They're very, very glossy.
Yeah.
Really shiny jelly nails. And which also they kind of give that sort of shellac look when you paint them on, so very
so you've got a bright
finish.
Orange. There's like and there's well, it's actually a what colour is that? It's not orange, is it?
Pinky
orange.
This is it's just gone out of my head.
But and then you've got a bright orange, and then
you've got a lovely blue. So you've got the I don't know what this
that's like the old TARDIS blue.
Yeah.
Slightly lighter.
Blue grey. Yep. And this is like a kind of passion fruit.
I'm not a fan of those really bright colours. It's because I'm old.
I think they look lovely. I was staring at a woman's toes at Marks and Spencer's yesterday. And I thought they looked lovely. And moving really quickly on, I've also got these really lovely Twister lip smackers. They're from, you can buy these in Primark. These are just really fun, especially as the weather now. I mean, everyone's getting dehydrated. Yeah. I'm constantly licking my lips for where I'm so hungry.
You're looking at me and doing it's going to be a worry.
And but yeah, these are fantastic. And this one, Twister, it's lovely. It's like the ice cream. So these are fun for your children, fun for everybody. Really quick and easy. Just
how much
so
are they?
Cheap, £2.50 from Primark. So I love them.
Right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Just got you right there. Just calm down. right, 11:41. We're going to have a little bit of travel, and then I'll be back with some ads, and we'll be back with Molly after that. Get your head in front of the microphone.
She's like,
what, eh? Yes, we are on air.
Right.
What do you wish that we're not on air? My whole life is on air. I have everything to share on air. I'm just looking at that picture of myself. You've got a much bigger picture in the Gazette. Really angry.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not
if you're listening to me, if you're listening to me, Neff, why is her head five times bigger than mine and two pictures? And you're wearing a tiara. Why wasn't I wearing one? Anyway, moving swiftly on. Molly is here.
Yes.
With beauty. What else have you got for us,
Molly?
Oh,
I've got some fantastic products from a company called Body Spa Treatments. Now, this is amazing. This is a ginger brew deep tissue massage and body oil.
Get working, and I'll take my clothes off.
Okay. It's absolutely brilliant. If you suffer from arthritis, rheumatism, anything like that, joint inflammation, sports, anything at all, this is so lovely. Have a whiff of that. It's very, very good. It's a top massage oil. It's available from Kelly. It's available from bodyuk.com. I'll give out all the numbers afterwards. And this has got in it. It's got in it. Ply, which is a healing oil. It's really good for inflammation. It's good for joints. It's grown in Thailand.
Yeah.
As you know, they're amazing for their massage in Thailand. It's so good. It's got in it St. John's wort, which actually is kind of like an antidepressant, isn't it, as well? But it also helps leaves, alleviates pain. It's got grapeseed oil, which helps penetrate all the, it goes straight into the skin, but it's got lots of antioxidants in it. It's got in it galangal, which is a warming oil. It's antibacterial, antifungal, antiseptic. But these are your top range products. This is not your sort of thing that you would go and find anywhere to buy.
Yeah.
It really is a brilliant massage oil. It's brilliant for therapists to use. But I say, if you've got any aches, if you're doing any sports, anything like that, or if you're older and you just sort of like in this weather as well, when you're aching, it's lovely.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. The other thing they've got here as well is the Keiko Cocoon Lip Treatment
and it's
Band.
BODHI.
Yeah, BODHI. And this one, this lip balm, is it's got in it so many different ingredients. It's got in it cocoa. It's got vitamins A, C, and E. So it's a natural UV protector. It's like a butter. The cocoa butter is a natural emollient. It goes straight into the lips. It has a barrier on it, so it's really good for this weather. Again, this is a top range one. This is not your one that you're going to find anywhere that's sort of like a cheaper brand. It lasts for ages. I don't know. I've already put quite a bit of money, so I don't know if you want to try some and put some on your lips. It smells absolutely gorgeous.
It smells lovely.
It's got in it red raspberry seed oil, which is really good for protecting against UVA and UVB ray. It's got in it as well, it's conditioning, the emollient butters, it's got in it skin repairing sea buckthorn oil. I'm just reading here from the press release. It's also got in it blackcurrant seed oil. And it's nice because it's not greasy. And it's really lovely. I love it just to wear in this weather. It's just so easy just to put on and I suffer with really bad chapped lips, and yeah. I've been using this, and I think, you know, this is one of my favourites, actually.
How much is that one?
This one's a bit more. This one, I think, just looking on the press release, it's £15.
Yeah.
Now, the stockist is www.bodhi.co.uk.com, B-O-D-H-I.
And the, how much is the massage oil?
The massage oil is £30, but yeah. It does last a long time. But it's got here. Now, I've been sent here, actually saying that, I've been sent here 100 mils.
Yep.
Now, on the press release, it says it for the 500 mil bottle with a pump, it's £30.
All right, that's
so
quite
good. So that's really good
yeah.
value.
Yeah.
And what I love about these, it's free from any of your rubbish. It's free from sulfates, parabens. It's all really, really good quality essential oils. They're not, you know, they're very, very good.
Yep.
So that's one of my favourite brands at the moment.
Yep.
Moving on, I've been sent something fun here as well from Woods of Windsor. So this was launched actually for Mother's Day, but this is like their new moisturising bath and shower gel and their hand and body lotion, which retails at £8.50 and £8.75. Now, the hand and body lotion, again, it's got vitamins E and B5. It's got shea butter and grapeseed oil. And these are lovely little gifts. I don't even want to have a smell of that one. And this moisturising shower gel, they're just, I'm just thinking, it's so refreshing. The shower
that's
gel,
nice.
Yeah, the smell of the shower gel is lovely.
Woods of Windsor, this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you can get this.
I want to hand it over, then.
I think Woods of Windsor, I think they stock them. You can get them in quite a few places, but I yep. think they stock them in Brentwood, actually, in the
very
new
nice.
Pharmacy. I'm not 100% sure. I need to check on that. And then the last few things I've got, I've been sent the Caviar Skin Repair. This is a moisturiser alternate. Now, I'm going blonde in a few weeks' time because yeah. I'm doing this Can You Make Me Look Younger? Now, my hair has got bleach underneath this brown. It's then got shop-bought brown hair dye.
Yeah.
Then it's got more bleach and it's got more semi-permanent colour. It's so bad condition. And when I came out of hospital, I've been using the hair mask, which really helped. This is your top-range shampoo. If you suffer for any kind of... excuse me. If you suffer from any hair breakage, anything like that, this is a shampoo you want to get. It is expensive. I'm not going to lie, it is expensive, but it does last a long time. And I always think if you spend the money out in your skincare, then you should spend it out in your hair. This retails at £33.50.
Oh,
the shampoo, yeah, the
each.
Shampoo and conditioner.
Each.
But, yes.
£33 for a shampoo?
It's clinically proven to reduce your hair breakage by 95%, and it gives instant results for strength, frizz control, softness and shine. Now, I'm going to be using this after I've had all my hair dyed and all the rest of it.
Yep.
And as I say, I think when you're spending out money on your skin, why not spend it out on your hair?
I normally buy a shampoo. I've not bought it for a while, but it's normally £14 or £15, and it's because my hair is, as you know, I've quite a lot of difficulty with my hair, but £33 each.
Yeah, but this, I've got to say, this rebuilds. It resurfaces, so it seals in the cuticle layer. It strengthens so much, it restores it. It's got in it an age control complex, which is it's anti-aging. It's really good, rich source of omega-3 fatty acids. It's got in it vitamin C. It locks in colour. It's also got a trademark, which is Sea Silk, which is a blend of marine botanicals that, again, they really help to repair the hair. And it's clinically proven. And my thing is, if it works, I'll spend on it. I think save your money on mousses, on hairsprays and gels and things like that. The same with skincare. Save your money on toners and things that are going to work. But for a moisturiser and a protector, then you should really spend out if you can. Finally, really quickly, I just want to go on to Clinique because I love Clinique. And they've sent me in their Deep Comfort Body Wash. Which is a really gorgeous smell. It just smells just wonderful. I love the smell of the Deep Comfort Body Wash. I think that's £15.
You sound like Darth Vader there. Just in the back. That's right.
And lovely. This is really great. I mean, for me, if you love your sort of like milky kind of like textures of bath, you know, bathing and so on, and having come out of hospital, it's a really nice thing. And then finally, I've got this, the Clinique 3-step.
Yeah.
Now, I love the 3-step. It has been around for years and years and years. In fact, it's been around for 40 years.
Yeah.
And they've got this fantastic travel size. I'm just looking at the travel size system is £20 of all your favourites. Now, a lot of people were kind of like, ooh, clarifying lotion, it had alcohol. A lot of people went off it when it first came out. But the fact is, exfoliation is so important with your skin, which is what the clarifying lotion does. And you do it daily. This is a daily regime.
Yeah.
And it gives brilliant results. They've not changed the formula because there's no need to, because it's always worked.
Yeah.
And basically, if you exfoliate, what their idea is, if you exfoliate just on occasion, basically the surface dryness returns. You exfoliate at a very light level on a daily basis. It keeps your skin ticking over, your cells ticking over. It keeps looking fresher. And this is a brilliant one. It's like they call it like a wardrobe. It is your three steps. You have your facial soap, your clarifying lotion, and your dramatically different moisturising lotion. And again, it works. And this is a brilliant little set. So if you're going on holiday, this is all you need to cleanse, tone, and moisturise. And I love it. So this is, they do it in like for oily skins, for dry skins, and so on for sensitive. So and all it takes is 3 minutes. It's a 1 minute on your face for your soap, 1 minute for your toning, and 1 minute for your moisturising.
Now you will have done. All of the prices for these will be up on the website, and I will try and get the interview up tonight. It was a bit late for the last one. I had a bit of a backlog, and I forgot, you know, I'm like a bit naughty. But anyway, so what are you off to now? You're going, where are you going now?
I'm walking back into Brentwood High Street via Starbucks again to get another Frappuccino, because I go in there every day and get a skinny Frappuccino.
Oh.
And I've got to pick up a parcel from the post office, and then I've got to go and get my kids from school, and I'm allowed to drive. I'm only allowed to drive now for very short distances.
Not because she's a bad driver or anything, she's just because of the operation where she's got the thing on her...
Yes,
my body. Which we just told everybody about again.
Which I showed to somebody that I hadn't seen last night for a long time.
This lovely lady
who's on TV, and I know her mum very well, and she's really sweet, and I went in there and she's like, oh my god, show me your bottom. And I was like, oh my god, I haven't seen you in like a long time. And then I was dropping my pants.
Anyway, more with Molly next week.